I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For many refugees, just about every day is about survival. Harsh winter weather has compounded the struggles even more. That story in just a moment. And a ministry has taken the growing challenges in China and used them to develop new strategies going forward. Stick around to hear that story in about 3 minutes. But let's begin with a recent United Nations report saying that as January 18th transitioned into the 19th, 13 Syrians froze to death while trying to enter Lebanon, and at least two of those 13 were children. Why? Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama explains.
The legitimate legal border crossings for Syrians to get into Lebanon are closed to Syrians coming into Lebanon. That does not mean they're not coming, even though that's what the news reports. They are coming. They're coming over the mountain. I think it was four or five children and moms were froze to death on top of the mountain coming over into Lebanon just this yesterday.
And this number keeps rising. Lebanese authorities are still looking for people who've been reportedly trapped in the freezing mountain. But what these people leave behind has become enough to risk death by extreme temperatures.
And they've been persecuted, they've been harmed, they've been mistreated, and they're fleeing for their lives. What I really would like American Christians to do is, number one, is to pray. Pray for them. Pray that God will really give them safety and peace, and that in His sovereignty, they'll intersect with the faith-based community in Lebanon, Jordan, or wherever they end up. And once again, the majority are coming to Lebanon.
Next, in Mexico, violence tied to drug trafficking is on the rise. In fact, in 2017, Mexico had the highest number of homicides since the 90s. Omar Villagran is the National Director of Mexico for Compassion International. He says most of the communities they work in have drug activity, and that, combined with economic challenges and the disintegration of family structure, makes the youth particularly vulnerable.
The teenagers are beginning to consume the drugs. And in Mexico, the drug consumption begins early, and normally it begins with alcohol, then the marijuana, and then cocaine. And that begins around 12 to 14 years old.
But Compassion works with nearly 200 local churches to provide opportunity and a safe alternative to kids who are growing up in impoverished communities.
We are working to raise self-esteem because family disintegration is a big cause for the children to be involved in drugs. It's the feeling of being lonely or lack of good self-esteem.
Let's ask God to bring gospel transformation through the Compassion Projects. And to learn more about the issue and how Compassion's making a difference, head to missionnews.org. And finally, 2017 was a busy year for China Partner. According to Eric Berkland, they trained over 1,000 Christian leaders, started several new partnerships with Chinese churches, and began focusing on youth ministry for Chinese believers. In other words, business as usual.
What we always do and have been doing for the years that God has called us into this mission is to focus on the Word of God.
But change isn't always preventable. In fact, political tensions are rising and the church can feel the pressure.
A lot of religious activities are under scrutiny and everything is controlled. And yet, in spite of all that reality, the church leadership just has a sense of understanding who they are in Christ.
That's why the church is asking China Partner to help with more pastoral retreats and leadership seminars in 2018. They especially want to focus on youth ministry to show the next generation the love and truth of Christ.
Pray for strength for new believers who come to faith in Jesus in China, that even though there might be still an oppressive regime in control of their country, that they would learn how to trust Jesus in the midst of that.
Want to know more about what China Partner is planning for 2018? Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.